Well, good morning. Happy to be with you this morning. We're moving forward to Awakening Joy. Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I'm feeling it. Good. Well, it's just a delight to be with you. It's, we're continuing Awakening Joy, and today's about, if you didn't know yet, letting go. And for some reason, sometimes that's hard for some of us, the letting go thing. You know, I remember when I first got in 12-step program 27 years ago, and they were talking about letting go, and I'm sort of going, what do they mean by that, you know? And someone gave me a great visual. They said, you know, some folks just have a difficulty, and sort of like this guy riding, you know, a horse around the Kmart parking lot, falling off and holding on to the reins, hitting all the speed bumps, you know. Everyone's yelling, let go, let go, right? And sometimes we're just sort of clinging on to what we know, right? And that was a great visual for me. Ah, just the way I'm doing life, I need to let go, yes? Yeah. So last week we talked about awakening to joy in difficult times. And it's about making peace with where you are right now. Not having to shift everything in the world to accommodate your preferences and desires, but being ready to make peace with whatever was going on in our life. To be present with what is. Because God called us to this moment, yes? In this embodiment, and with these people, in this life situation. So we're here together to awaken to the truth of who we really are. Yes?
Yes.
So no matter what's out picturing in this amazing, beautiful, crazy, mixed up world, it's not for us to determine that barometer of how we're going to be, but to awaken to the joy that's already within us, that the God of our knowing is within and never changes. So we want to find a reason to feel good all the time. Some of the time? All the time. Yeah. And that's going to support us in being present in a most amazing way. Most of us are just asleep, and all we really need to do is awaken. We don't need to be fixed. We just need to wake up, right? Yes. So we want to stay tuned in, turned on, and tapped into our Buddha Christ nature. Yes? Yeah. So it's the very thing that will set us free from the delusion and the illusion of separation, is staying connected to the one presence and the one power. And really, the truth is that presence and that power is everywhere present, always. It's just we unplug every now and then, right? We just sort of unplug and mosey around and wonder where God went. So today we're talking about letting go, and sometimes we get a little disappointed in how life turns out. We sometimes get confused about what our job may be or what our purpose is. And it's like the story of the man who was asked by God to push this rock. And after months of pushing and exhausting himself, he realized that he never was able to move this rock. So he really felt like he failed. And so God responds and says, you know what? I never asked you to move the rock. I asked you to push the rock. The moving of the rock is my work, he says. You are just there to be a vessel for me to do the work. So you did perfect and wonderful work, Almighty Son. Look at you now. Your body is muscled out. You have strength and resilience. So you did exactly what you needed to do. And isn't it true for each of us that we sort of think that we're supposed to be the ones to transform the world, to change the world, to make everything right, and that's what God has called us to do. But God has called us to be a vehicle of love and peace and joy and creativity and innovation and beauty and wonder. And let go and let God handle the rest. Yes? Yeah. Sort of to get out of the way. So we know that that's true, and yet many of us sort of feel like, you know, we're the ones doing it. And I remember 27 years ago when I did finally awaken spiritually and found that this addiction to alcohol was no longer serving me as a spiritual being. And I got so excited about a 12-step program, and my brother, who was also inflicted with that disease, was struggling. And so I called him and I said, you know, there's another way to do this life. And I found a way. And it's so wonderful. And we don't have to go through life in pain and struggle. Come, I'll share it with you. And of course, I thought he would awaken just like I did, right? Yeah, and do it exactly like me. Just do everything I do and you're going to be okay. But guess what? It didn't take, you know what I'm saying? And that is that I had to learn to let God work through him. I had to trust that the same presence in me could be in him. And I had to let go of how his life needed to unfold. I'm not in charge. I am responsible to another, but I'm not responsible for the outcome. I'm responsible to support, maybe love, maybe share my experience, strength, and help, and sort of show the way, but I'm not responsible for how they do it. Isn't that a relief? It is such a relief. So, yeah, God has called us to push, to, someone said, pray until something happens. P-U-S-H. That's so pushing, you know, it's really, God is asking us to prepare a way for ourselves and others to awaken and to let go and let God do the work. So our job is to exercise our spiritual muscle through loving, through caring, through wise choices, and to see the good. There's a story that I heard from Jack Kornfield, who is a Buddhist teacher from Spirit Rock, who is connected with James Barrage, the same author from this book, also from Spirit Rock, right here in Marin County. And it's the story of a poison tree. And the story goes like this. On first discovering the poison tree, some people see only the danger, and that their immediate reaction is, let's cut the tree down because it might hurt someone. Let's cut it down before someone eats the fruit and gets harmed. So it resembles our initial response sometimes to difficulties that arise and we encounter, and we're sort of wanting to get rid of people or things. And if we get rid of enough people and things, then life will be peaceful. Life will be okay. We'll be safe without those in our lives. And then there's others who have journeyed further along the spiritual path to discover this poison tree and to not meet it with aversion, but they realize that to open to life requires a deep and heartfelt compassion to be in the world. So knowing that the poison tree is somehow a part of us, they say, let's not cut it down. Let's build a fence around it so others can't get to it, but let's show compassion to this tree and let it have life. And so the third type of person who's traveled yet even deeper on the spiritual path, this person has gained a greater vision and looks and says, oh, look, a poison tree. Perfect. It's just what I was looking for. This person picks the poison fruit, investigates the properties, mixes it with other ingredients, and uses it as a medicine for healing. Uses it to heal the sick and transform the ills of the world. And so through respect and understanding, and this person sees in a way opposite to most people and finds value in some of the most difficult circumstances. Well, that's who I want to be, yes? Yes, and that I don't have to go around fixing everything out there so that I'm safe and free from harm, but to use life circumstances, to use that, mix it with what I know to be true, tools that I may already have, and to create an ointment for myself and others to transform and heal. Yes? Yes. To use it. That's what God's intending us to, is to not destroy everything, but to transform it, to use it for good in the world. So in each and every aspect of life, the chance to turn the straw that we find into gold is right there in our hearts. And all that is asked is our respectful attention, our willingness to learn from the difficulty and shift our perception. So yesterday, we were doing the Q process, which is about moving into quantum living. There is an infinite presence to life. There is an infinite possibility in all of it. And one of the cards is here that says, I have come here to be quantum. I release the belief that transformation has to be difficult. I shift from my head to my heart and discover the effortless quantum shift of divine intelligence. So transformation doesn't have to be hard, right? Yes?
Yes.
Right. That would it be okay if life got a little easier?
Yeah.
Yes. So we know that we co-create our world through connecting with this infinite presence of all life. And so if we can begin to see a world that works for all, to see a world in which there is no war, but peace and compassion and love for each one, to outpicture that in our lives. And as Gandhi says, be the change you wish to seek in the world. To be that presence, the here and now. So we can turn the straw into gold and seeds of ideas into wisdom, into peace, into wholeness that are within every difficulty. When we work with the emotions that come up, the feelings that come up, that they can be ignited through the situations, that we can use those for good. Even though they may be uncomfortable, we can use those in this teaching quantum theory of seeing those feelings or emotions as signposts that something's not quite right, but not use it to destroy the body temple or the mind. We want to work with them, and we can transform them into a valuable medicine for healing. Because as the song says, you know, we want to be free, you know, that there should be more and more joy in our life as we evolve spiritually. And we are evolving spiritually. Yes? Yes. Otherwise, why bother, right? Right? That it's an evolution of consciousness that's happening through us. And we need each other, don't we, to do this work. That I can't do it alone. I know, I'm sure that you believe that as well. And in one of my deepest struggles, I remember having to leave a ministry that was difficult to be with. And I remember feeling so low, and I got this wonderful letter from a dear friend that I just want to read to you because it's so beautiful, that I wanted it to be different, right? This exit that happened, and it wasn't. So she says, I'm wishing for you to be able to surrender fully and rapturously into this now moment, this confused state of perceived non-blessing, so that the real blessing might get a chance to bloom in its own way and its own rhythm. Efforting has always been my undoing. While good things seem to come in an unstoppable tide, but the tide has to go out first, right? She says, I remember running on fumes of prayer when I couldn't pray anymore. So distrustful of God was I. But of course, unable to do anything besides pray. But that healed me, she says. Did I tell you of the woman trapped in the rubble of the World Trade Center who was rescued after 80 hours or something? She asked, or they asked, what she did all that time. And she said that she absolutely did nothing but pray. The old saying is, when you get to the place where I'm all you have, you'll see that I'm all you need. God is all I need. Let go and let God. She continues, I absolutely preferably see you shining in your ideal location. But experience convinces me that there really is no such location. Only the unwinding experience of attempting to harmonize with what arises in any given moment. And then the moment or the situation changes. And like the little boats, we rise on the next wave and attempt to harmonize with that one and the next one and the next one. So that would be the shining part, the finished pirouette, the prow of the canoe cutting squarely into the oncoming wake. The gulping part, the fearing part, the failing part. This is just the back of the same moment. All God. And trusting that God is there in the trough, in the exhale, in the low place. And at least for me, feels really deep and good. And that letter was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. That was a woman of compassion and empathy and truth that had been through some suffering, some pain, some challenges that didn't outpicture in the way we were hoping and wishing. And so we all have this human journey. And we all need to reach out a hand to others when they are forgetting who and what they are. That's what God has us here for. Not to move the rock. That's God's work. But to stay present, to create a space and an environment in which others and ourselves can thrive. But the actual work gets done by each of us individually. There's a beautiful poem in here. It's called Let It Go by Donna Faltz. It says, let go of the ways you thought life would unfold. The holding of plans, dreams, expectations. Let it all go. Save your strength to swim with the tide. The choice to fight what is here before you now will only result in struggle, fear, desperate attempts to flee from the very energy you long for. Let it go. Let it all go and flow with the grace that washes through your days, whether you receive it gently or with all your quills raised to defend against the invaders. Take this on faith. The mind may never find the explanation it seeks, but you will move forward nonetheless. Let go and the wave's crest will carry you to unknown shores, beyond your wildest dreams or destinations. Let it all go and find the place of rest and peace and certain transformation. Because it is in the holding on to what was or what should have been what keeps us from the forward movement of what God wants us to be an expression of. Just letting it go. Let go of the reins on the horse. Stop hitting the speed bumps, right? So God intended our life to be this flow of good, sort of effortless. Not easy, but effortless. And so this beautiful life that we have been given, that we get to choose the co-creation of how it wants to be expressed. And we can continue to tell a story of woe is me and how our life hasn't worked and don't you know what happened, and you know, continue to share the reasons why we can't be happy. The reasons why there's no success in our life. The reasons why we should be depressed. Or we can choose to look at life and take all of those life experiences and take from them the fruits and put it together in a way that will heal ourselves and the world. Yes? Yeah. And that's what God wants us here for, to transform first ourselves and then offer that fruit to others. So let us pray. Beloved Presence, we do give thanks for this glorious and holy Sabbath day. We give thanks for this community and these truths that set us free. And so we just allow this holy Sabbath Sunday to be one, and we fully release and let go. And we let God run our life. What a joy it is to finally trust that this one presence and one power wants only for my good. And that everything that is before me, I can use as a healing ointment to awaken. And for that we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you.